and welcome. It's our number one of the podcast. Now, before I tell you what's coming up on today's podcast, the radio show podcast, shameless promotion, because the fifth hour podcast, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. in the West. So it might already be up depending on when you're listening to this podcast. See, the magic of podcasting is I don't know. But on the fifth hour podcast, a fun conversation with Furball, Fox Sports Radio's own Andy Furman. This guy is amazing. I love Andy Furman. He's been a great radio man in Cincinnati over the years. He's been a promoter. Outstanding all the way through. So he's got some really great stories. So try to download that. Put that in the mix there. Now, as far as today's hour number one, the Dodgers. I have become an expert at chronicling the futility of Dodger baseball. They did it yet again. Now, they're not eliminated yet, but they're in hospice. Clayton Kershaw and Dave Roberts, who do you blame more for the nuclear meltdown against the Braves in the NLCS, the latest game? A full Maller review coming up here in our number one.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I feel like we've been here before. Welcome in the beginning of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast Fox Sports Radio Network, emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box, also known as the Geico FSR Studios. Hope you are doing well. And I know you're doing better than Clayton Kershaw and Dave Roberts as the National League Championship Series is our lead. We're talking baseball. It continued in Arlington, Texas with a lot of wind. The winds of change were blowing. And it was a domination situation. Now, it wasn't a domination situation early in Game 4, but it turned into that. I don't know if you watched it or not. If you did, you probably didn't watch the entire thing. You might have missed it. So the Atlanta Braves turning to one of the flotsam and jetsam of their pitching staff, a guy named Bryce Wilson, not regarded highly at all, and he put on a pitching clinic against the Dodgers with which, yeah, you know, it's just on brand, right? I mean, a guy that was a nobody became a somebody against you, and the Dodgers are now on life support. Their season is, I believe they're in hospice care at this point. Six one-hit innings for someone named Bryce Wilson. Are you bleeping kidding me? The game was actually even until the sixth inning when the thing that could go wrong did go wrong, the inevitable. It's like watching a volcano, and you're waiting for the hot lava to fly out of the volcano. And you know, the longer that person's in the game, the more the chance of the volcano is going to happen. And Clayton Kershaw, of course, who took a spin on the Vomit Comet yet again. They should rename the Vomit Comet the Kershaw is what they should do. Now, the Braves, who didn't do much of anything for the beginning part of the game here, ended up tuning up Kershaw like he was a piano there, and also the bullpen. By the time the fateful inning had ended in the sixth, it wasn't all Kershaw. It was also our guy, Brusdar, the fat guy, who came in and he sucked. For 6 runs, Atlanta scored 6 runs. They put a 6 spot up in the sixth inning. They go on to a 10-2 win. Marcell Ozuna hit a pair of home runs. He'd been pretty quiet. A couple of home runs. He had 4 hits, drove in 4 runs. And the Atlanta Braves look like the better team throughout here. Obviously, they got their lunch handed to them in Game 3. But Atlanta is up 3-1 now as we sit here in real time. And they have not one, not two, but 3 opportunities. And they still have in their back pocket their 2 top pitchers who are in in the clubhouse ready to go here for the last couple games of the NLCS, which could very well end on Friday night. If they win one of those games, Atlanta, then obviously the Braves go to the World Series. First time since back in the 90s that Atlanta will go to the World Series. And much of the consternation, the better story obviously in the losing locker room here, the Dodgers, the favorite before the playoffs to get to the World Series. They seemingly are that every year. And the consternation here was directed at two people, Dave Roberts and Clayton Kershaw. Roberts for not taking Kershaw out of the game after the fifth inning, and also Kershaw for his horrific performance in general.
In I liked him in that spot. I really
blowing
did.
Blowing it, right? And the implication is kind of obvious here. The implication is that Dave Roberts is such a stumble bum that that decision or lack of decision to take Kershaw out cost the Dodgers of the game. Now, let's hear from the participants here, the people involved in this. Here's Dave Roberts, and he addresses the theme that Kershaw is a choke artist in the plus, which, by the way, he is, but Dave Roberts can't say that because he's the Dodger manager. So here is Dave Roberts getting his tap dance shoes on and trying to defend Clayton Kershaw, the worst post-game or worst postseason pitcher. Kershaw's worst postseason pitcher in forever. But here is Roberts.
He came out and, you know, five innings, one run, and then, what happened right there in that sixth inning. But he gave us a chance to win the baseball game. You know, we couldn't put any runs up early and get a lead and or hold a lead, you know, after the Eddie home run. But that narrative couldn't be further from the truth.
No, it couldn't be closer to the truth. It's right in the middle of the bullseye, Dave. I mean, what do you think? The Dodger fan's a moron? You think the Dodger fan's an idiot at this point? Come on. I mean, they're not all idiots, Dave. Some of these people actually know what's going on. I mean, you lie right to their face with that. All right, here's more. Here's Clayton Kershaw. Boy, he's also, I'm an expert at doing monologues after the Dodgers blow games in the playoffs. Clayton Kershaw is an expert at addressing reporters after he goes out there and looks dazed and confused after pitching decently and then all of a sudden, kaboom. Here is Kershaw on what the hell happened in that sixth inning.
It would have been nice to get Acuna out. You know, he's pretty quick right there, and it's just kind of playing part of playing on turf. You know, he kind of chopped that one up, and Freddie had two strikes on him and probably just went one too many pitches inside, and he hit it good, but it was on the ground, and still with two strikes, probably got to make a better pitch. And yeah, it's a tough way to go for that sixth inning for sure.
Yeah. The turf monster. See, that turf, if it only had been on natural grass, the turf monster wouldn't have gotten it. And then here's Kershaw admiring Marcelo Zuna's moonshot.
He's just a good hitter. You know, he had a great year this year. He's had lots of great years. He's a good hitter. And, I think, I made a few mistakes to him. I think maybe some other guys did too, but he didn't miss. That's what good hitters do.
Yeah. So, Clayton, tell me what good pitchers do. Do they get those guys out every once in a while? I don't know. Tell me like I'm 5 years old here, Clayton. What the hell's going on? Now, the discussion, and here's the question. We're going to frame it this way. Is Dave Roberts, or is Clayton Kershaw more to blame, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, for this latest Dodger playoff debacle? So they're both to blame. I'm going to give an edge to Kershaw, though. You can't cop out and say both, so I'm going to give an edge to Kershaw. I've got Gremlins, Cord Cutter, and Townie, and we will combine all these things together. Now, hey, Clayton Kershaw continues to get opportunity after opportunity to slay the demons in the postseason of postseasons past. And year after year, to his credit, Clayton Kershaw finds new and imaginative ways to add more demons in his closet. It's always something with this guy, and we have become Rhodes scholars here on playoff Kershaw. We have. And the scary thing about this is we had previewed the playoffs, and we said this very thing, a version of this very thing, that no matter how good Kershaw looks on the mound, how dominant he looks, you're never more than a couple of pitches away from having a stomach ache and wanting to turn the TV and watch something else because it's about to become Chernobyl Reactor 4 with Clayton Kershaw. And if Kershaw, if he was like a movie character, I got the perfect movie character for Clayton Kershaw. He would be like a gremlin, right? I'm going to tell you why. Let me explain. So the old Gremlin character back in the day looks cute and playful, right? And Kershaw looks dominant and harmless in the regular season Kershaw. And then when the postseason comes around, right, you know the deal with Gremlins. He gets water poured on him, and Dave Roberts feeds him after midnight, and then all hell breaks loose. And it's just like the Gremlins, right? You just don't put water on the Gremlins. Don't give them water. Don't feed them after midnight. Clayton Kershaw, apologist. Now, these people really bother me. The excuse-making for Clayton Kershaw, it's never his fault. There's no accountability, right? It's blame Roberts. And listen, Roberts deserves some blame, but it's Kershaw's the guy on the mound. Blame the offense, right? Yeah, the offense wasn't good. Give credit to the other guys. Kershaw, he pitched well for five innings. What do you want him to do? You know what I say to that? Whoop-de-damn-do, okay? The game situation demanded that Clayton Kershaw be better, right? Why can't he ever be better? The Dodgers needed Mad Bum. This guy, not even a Hall of Famer, Madison Bumgarner, the greatest postseason pitcher in my life for the damn Giants. This guy in every big game, he had the biggest balls in the ballpark. And Kershaw... well, I think you know he's the opposite there. Swashbuckling gladiator, Madison Bumgarner. And Kershaw, the Dodgers got this guy. He melts like butter. Like butter on movie popcorn, right? He turns into Waylon Smithers of The Simpsons is what he does in these big spots. You have to match the other guy pitch for pitch. Hello, it's called competition. It's called competition. Listen, rise to the challenge. Why is that so difficult? And I don't, you know, the whole clutch gene thing and all that. Bryce Wilson, for God's sakes. That was a timeless performance by a nobody for the Atlanta Braves who became a somebody. Six innings, one hit, one walk. He gave up the home run, obviously, which was the hit. Five strikeouts. The guy, Wilson, faced 20 batters. He got first pitch strikes on 80% of the batters that he faced. 80%, the most important pitch, strike one. And this was a nip and tuck game. And the question was, who was going to cave in first? We know the answer. We know who caves in first every time, right? You fold it up against a 22-year-old who had no resume of success. Now, part B of this. So Clayton Kershaw continues to be the old riddle wrapped in an enigma. An abysmal failure in key moments in the postseason, but we're not supposed to say that because he's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. Everyone around the Dodgers bites their tongue. You heard Dave Roberts earlier here in this monologue. They shrug their shoulders. I don't know what to do. It's a house of horrors. The Dodgers franchise has to move on. I said this last year. I'm going to repeat myself. Maybe one of these years they'll listen. They're being held hostage by his regular season performance. And how about you try something new? And that narrative, well, it's going to be different for Kershaw this year because he didn't pitch all those innings during the regular season. There was only a 2-month regular season, so Kershaw would be fresher. He would be better in the playoffs and all that. Well, he pitched well against the Brewers and the Padres, fine. But when they needed him here in the NLCS, which I still don't think he has all the miles on the odometer, he puked. He puked all over the place. Right? So, again, we said it last year after he sucked against the Washington Nationals in the playoff game at Dodger Stadium, and we'll say it again. The Dodgers have to become cord cutters, right? They have to take their scissors out, and they have to cut the cord to Kershaw. It's going to be painful. People will be upset. A lot of people will be upset by it, but this would be mutually beneficial. My advice here is to leave Clayton Kershaw in Texas when the team loses the NLCS, just leave him in Texas and trade him to the Texas Rangers so he can live, you know, he's from the Dallas area. Let him go play in Arlington. Let him pitch for the hometown Rangers. They got that new ballpark there. End the game of charades. I don't even care. The Rangers, what they trade back is irrelevant. They can send some Texas barbecue sauce or something like that. I don't really care. I don't. Just take Kershaw, have him, you know, celebrate him, greatest left-handed pitcher in the regular season in generations, one of the all-time greats. Just enjoy him. Enjoy Clayton Kershaw. Have Clayton Kershaw. But the Dodgers can't be afraid, right? The Nationals, let me give an example. The Washington Nationals washed Bryce Harper, their franchise centerpiece, go choke on a cheesesteak in Philadelphia. They then went out and proceeded to win the World Series the very next season. So, is it addition by subtraction? Give it a shot, because I know the status quo is not working. Okay, the status quo is not working because you're about to be finito and done again. All right, last word here. So this does not mean, while I'm blaming Kershaw for most of this, this does not mean that Dave Roberts gets immunity like he's a cheating Astro, because that's not the case. Roberts has his own set of issues. It appears that he's got guaranteed lifetime employment like a Supreme Court justice. I don't recall, maybe you can tell me, when did they have the hearings on Capitol Hill so Dave Roberts got lifetime employment? I don't know when that was, but why he has lifetime employment, your guess is as good as mine. I would imagine it's because the puppeteers in the Dodger front office like the fact that Dave Roberts is a good puppet. Now, we happen to be numb to Dave Roberts' stick during the playoffs. And the thing is, his juggling of in-game pitching decisions, it's enough to cause nausea, is what it is. And the only thing that analytics cannot walk you through is the in-game pitching change, right? That's the only thing. When is the time to give the heave-ho to your pitcher? Every move that Dave Roberts makes when it comes to the pitching staff is a kamikaze mission in the playoffs. You have to use your gut, and you got to thread a needle in these in-game decisions. And Dave Roberts has the uncanny success rate. He's below the Mendoza line. And it's also the entire mindset, which is annoying. Like it's not totally institutional incompetence, but the Dodgers are satisfied. They like the fact that they are perennially in the playoffs. They own the National League West. And they're in the playoffs every year, and they're okay with this. You know, they'd like to win a World Series. It would be nice to win a World Series, but they don't seem too upset by the blooper reel that they update every October here. And so my advice is they should put Towney from Waterboy, Rob Schneider, they should put him on the payroll so he can announce to the team before the playoffs there, he can shout, "Oh no, we suck again," right? Just like that. Now, I got to tell you, the players on other teams, I saw it. I don't know if you saw it. On my TV, I was watching on Fox Sports 1. I saw the faces of the Atlanta Braves players. They knew this was a gotcha moment. They knew, and this is an open secret around baseball. If the fans know it, the players know it around baseball. Like, you play the Dodgers in the postseason, you are never that far away. Never that far away from being the beneficiary of their calamity. You just got to keep it close, right? Just keep it close, and they will urinate all over themselves. It is going to happen. It happens. It happens every time. Every year it happens. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. That felt better. I don't care if you liked it. That felt better for me. If you'd like to be part, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We will take your phone calls. You can be part of the festivities. The statistical experts are checking in. Also, the No Fun Police are upset. We'll get to those stories as well, and we will do it next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Maller 2020, and you can be heard in the democracy of the Ben Maller Show. We encourage and welcome the voice of the people. That would be you. Following the voice of this show on Twitter, he's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
It's so big, I don't think you could really kind of get your mouth around it. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying?
And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
So I vented for almost 20 minutes about the ineptitude of the Dodgers. The Maller militia reacted. We'll also hear momentarily from my man, Roberto. And his reaction. Gumby Dave says a passionate and cutting opening monologue on playoff Kershaw coughing up another hairball. If it doesn't win you a coveted award, there is no justice. Yeah. I don't know how that Marconi stuff works. Although I did work at a radio station that won a Marconi award a couple years ago. Brandon in Minnesota says, I think the only way you can feel okay about sports this season is for the Astros to be booted out of the playoffs. But I feel like the garbage cans and whistles are back, Brandon says. Kelly writes in. She says, A-plus monologue. Good job by you. Well, thank you, Kelly. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Philly Rob says, Ben, you seem a little aggravated. The Dodgers lost. Have a cheesesteak. You'll feel better. That's true. I don't disagree. The cheesesteak's one of the perfect meals. The greatest sandwich of them all is the cheesesteak. Ivan the Terrible. We call him Ivan the Terrible because he's an Astro fan in Houston. He says, wow, inspirational monologue. The Stros can use one of your little pep talks as well. Oh, you just wait, Ivan. When my Tampa Bay Rays win one of these next two games, all right, I might even blow off an NFL monologue on a Sunday into a Monday to destroy the a-holes. I might do it. I'm considering it. I am considering. Vols fan Jimmy says, who is the worst pitching manager in baseball history, Bobby Cox or Dave Roberts? Well, you'd have to go Dave Roberts. And I'm agreeing with Roberto here that the Dodgers, the 2017 World Series, which the Astros are provenly cheated in, that was going to be their World Series. That was their World Series. And the Astros cheated. And baseball, of course, just a little piece of metal. And so they left it there with the cheaters in Houston. And so here we go. The same song and dance every single year. By the way, Justin, that's a great analogy. I don't think I can read that on the air, though. Thank you, Justin. One of the Cincinnati bros there. Your sports source says, great therapeutic monologue, Ben. After years of studying the Dodgers' failure in three common denominators, the three common denominators, he says, are Roberts, Kershaw, and you, Ben. So on behalf of the fan base, we formally request that Roberts is fired, Kershaw is traded, and Mallor go to the Red Sox full-time. There you go, until the Dodgers win. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Zach says, another A++ monologue. Kershaw has to be better in playoff games. His back might not have gotten the best of him. Needs a better bed. That's right. Well, I used to do commercials for Sleep Number, so you can get one of those beds. Lou writes and he says, Ben, after game two versus the Braves, the Dodgers became the first team to lose to two starting pitchers in the MLB playoffs in their first two games. I'm guessing after game four, the Bums became the first team to lose to three rookie starting pitchers. Well, I don't know, Lou. I know the nerds will be all over this, and the numbers are probably out there already. So have a field day with that. And also, hey, where's the momentum crowd? Hey, where are you dummies at with your momentum? All right. Oh, the Dodgers have all the momentum. They scored 15 runs. Oh, my God, it's orgasmic. There's no such thing as momentum. None of it. If the Dodgers had it, why would they give it away? Why would they do that? It would be wrong. Oh, it's so annoying. It's so annoying. And this is all the proof you need, right? It's a game-to-game situation. When the Atlanta Braves pitcher goes out there, that guy Wright, and he soils his underwear, then the Dodgers look great. When the pitcher actually is competent and throws the pitch over the plate, the Dodgers stand there and stare at it. And, hey, do you see some of these playoff batting averages in the NLCS there? Mookie Betts, that's Red Sox Mookie playoff Betts there. What's he hitting, under 150 in the NLCS? And Cody Bellinger? Also, I mean, that one good game, that's it. One good game. I guess they're good for one game. Unfortunately, it's not football where you can play one good game and then you move on to the next round.
Yeah, man.
All right, think about your thoughts there. Collect your thoughts, Roberto.
Okay, right. First of all, when I, you know, we sleep during the day, so I look at my phone, I have like one eye open and I see the lineup. And I see Kike Hernandez is getting a start against a right-handed hitter. That was right there, then and there, it's alarming to me. And then I keep looking through the lineup and there's no Will Smith. Will Smith is probably the Dodgers' second, third best hitter right now in the playoffs. And he kills fastballs, right? And then, so the game starts, Bryce Wilson, this nobody, fat guy throwing fastballs, who the Dodgers made look like John Smoltz. Throws nothing but fastballs, and the Dodgers, nothing but first pitch fastballs for strikes, and the Dodgers are just standing there looking at it, and then they're not being aggressive when they should have been aggressive. And then when the Dodgers didn't do anything in that sixth inning, oh, I had the bad feeling. And then Kershaw goes back out there, and I'm like, all right, I tweeted, I have a bad feeling about this half inning here.
Yeah.
And then the Dodgers blow up.
Well, it's the doomsday prophecies is what it is with the Dodgers and the playoffs. It is the doomsday prophecies.
Kershaw is terrible in the sixth inning in playoff games, man. He can't go through a lineup a third time in the playoffs. That's the problem.
But he hadn't even pitched. The pitch count wasn't even that high, though. So you're thinking, like, he's not drinking from the fire hose. I understand the mindset that Kershaw, if you look at the amount of pitches, he wasn't, like, he didn't look gassed. He didn't appear gassed, but my God.
But he can't go through a lineup a third time, man. in the playoffs. You just can't. So after they get up, Osuna got the home run. You know what? I'm tired of the stress, Eddie. Tired of being angry. I turn off the TV and you know what? I put on some Cobra Kai, man.
Oh, is that right? You checked out for a little bit.
I felt a lot better after that. But yeah, I didn't watch the game after that. That was it.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
And it felt a lot better.
Yeah, I turned the sound off. I checked every once in a while, but I couldn't even.
I wasn't gonna play with my emotions there. Like, oh yeah, they got two guys on base. Here they come. Nah, not happening.
Nah, I hear you. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. The No Fun Police are upset. We also have the statistical trolls that are checking in here. And at some point, we'll get to the Balcony Bomber. Ben Maller Show, as we press on, we're doing it live from the Geico FSR studios as we press on and on. So the stat guys, the second guest stat trolls are out, and they're pointing out that Dave Roberts should be fired because he left Kershaw in the game. And their stat, the holy grail of stats on Kershaw, is that when Kershaw has pitched this season against opponents, the batting average on pitches 1 through 75, the league is hitting 169 against Kershaw. And then from pitches 76 to 100, the league is hitting 308 against Clayton Kershaw. So, now that is a pretty damning stat. I'm not going to say that.
And that's the problem where that's like he's. What,
so, wait. He's only good for 75 pitches, though? Are you kidding me? That's it? 75 pitches?
Dude, but even that. Especially after the back spasms things, don't you think you're only going to give him like five and you got five?
I wish
like,
he had back spasms before this game, Eddie. I wish he had more back spasms. Jeez.
You got what you could out of him after five innings. You take him out after that.
Are we really at that point? You can't even go more than 75 pitches.
He's your third best starting pitcher.
Oh. And I think under the circumstances of the back spasms thing, I think if you would have told him before the game you're going to get five and then that's it, you'd be like, hell yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But
I got back spasms now, Eddie, after this. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid. Now, and you know it's also stupid? I don't have a problem with the showmanship, the flamboyance. A lot of people do. And in baseball, because it's rare, you're not supposed to do it, you know, there's certain rules and all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. So Marcell Ozuna, I think he stopped three or four times, like a truck driver stopping at a truck stop.
He was taking selfies.
He was taking selfies, and so this has enraged.
Yeah, he was a clown that jumped, climbed the wall, and then the ball was like hit the warning track. Remember when he was with the Cardinals?
Oh yeah. Anyway, so he was like taking selfies, and that was his celebration there as he was running around the bases at Globe Life Field in Arlington. And listen, I don't have a problem with it because you can't do that if you don't do something good.
Yeah, me neither.
So do something good and then you can celebrate. That's fine. I'm okay with it. I don't have a problem with it, whatever. And it turns out that a former big leaguer had a decent career for the Cleveland Indians, a couple of other teams, Greg Swindell, who played a long time ago. He's old school, right? And he was upset. He turned on social media, of course, where everyone goes to bitch and complain. He says, good night, Braves fans. I'm not a Dodger fan. I'm an old school, though, he said. Swindell, the former Cleveland Indian pitcher back in the day, says, fun is fun, and maybe, just maybe, y'all can win again and be in the World Series. Good luck. I love you. He was, of course, referring to Osuna. And he said here in a rather profane response, he says, this MF-er, talking about Osuna, stopped and took a selfie rounding third on a home run. When does this blank stop? Swindell complained. I'm sorry, but that's enough. All right. Yeah, come on. It's okay.
I love it.
I don't mind.
I do too, man.
I don't mind. Listen, yeah. I'm a Dodger fan. You think exactly. I'd be upset? I mean, I should be annoyed by that. I don't care. Have fun.
If the Dodgers are bothered by it, don't get your ass kicked. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Just like the Dodgers, you know, the Padres got upset. Manny Machado when
Gratterall threw his hat.
Yeah, exactly. They got upset at Gratterall when he came, you know, threw his hat and all that stuff. It's okay. Don't stop. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here, ranting and raving. We are going to have the NFL pick'em. Now, Kyle is in here producing, so we'll see if he can... I call him Kyle.
What's the name again, Ben?
Well, it starts with a K. I don't know. Who? I was thinking of that Braves pitcher.
Who?
Kevin.
I'm looking for a Kyle around here.
I don't know. You know, all the guys that
start with
K.
Kyle, Kevin, same thing.
All the same damn thing.
Very generic name, right?
It's kind of generic, If you could change your name, what would your name be?
Probably Kyle.
It's not a good name. Not really changing it, but okay.
No, Kyle. It's a better name. You know, I gave you a better name. Why not?
Sure, you don't want to change it to Ben?
Sure.
No, Ben's a great. No. Ben's a wonderful name. It's a great name. It's a powerful name.
Okay. Gentle Ben.
It's a solid name. Yeah. Come on.
Bryce Wilson. Change it to Bryce.
Bryce Wilson. There you go.
Yeah. All right. We will have the NFL pick'em. We'll do that. Here's the Who Am I game. I made NFL history. Ooh. 18 seasons ago. When my actions led to the NFL creating a new rule restricting any foreign objects on the field, who am I? Again, I made NFL history because of my actions 18 seasons ago led the NFL to create a new rule restricting any foreign objects on the field. Who am I? That is the question. The answer... next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
If you're a regular listener, you know the Ben Maller Show's unconventional sports talk. We dabble in the outlandish and bond with the freaks and geeks. Facebook's a digital playground for all of us. You can chat with other P1 friends of the show. It's painless. And you can cancel anytime. Just like our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Who Am I game. I made NFL history 18 seasons ago when my actions led the NFL to create the new rule. At that time, it was a new rule restricting any foreign objects on the field. So who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Your sports source says, is it the cheating Carlos Correa? Sean in Portland is going with Bruce Jenner as his answer. Who else do we have here? J-Scoop, we don't talk volleyball. Chris Chambers from Chris in Des Moines. Karell Buckhalter, tossed out by Malibu Ruben. Who else do we have? Robin Vegas says the Heartbreak Kid. Shawn Michaels is the answer. Scott in Rhode Island says it's Jason in the truck while he is doing the truck. I think he said something else here, but I changed. I cleaned it up. Let's see. Pauly D got this right. Robbie the Mariner fan is going with Justin in Cincinnati as his answer. Travis B says Janet Jackson's boobs is the selection. Joe Horn tossed out by Dante. Doug Moe from Chip and the Q's. David, who knows where all the good restaurants are in Seattle, says it's Tom Brady's Buffalo Marshall Aid is the answer. Lester Hayes from Rob in Minnesota. Let's see, who else do we have? Paige down here. Mallor Prop Guy got this right. So did Manic Mike. Paige down. Cactus Jack, guessed by Chris. Big Rig Rob got it right. Jim Ross, tossed out by Zach. Paige down here. Ron Jeremy from Mr. Right. I can't read that one on the air. We'll skip down here. Let's see. Paige down. Jonathan in Delaware, he got it right as well. Do you have an answer, Eddie? It's not Derek Jeter. That was guessed by Will in Pennsylvania.
I'm pretty sure it's Joe Horn.
No, it is T.O., Eddie. Terrell Owens, 18 seasons ago against the Seattle Seahawks with the 49ers. He scored a touchdown and pulled a Sharpie out of his sock.
Not the cell phone, huh?
This was the Sharpie situation there. He signed the football. And that was like a Monday night game, if I remember correctly. I think it was like a Monday. It was a primetime game, either Sunday or Monday, but I think it was Monday night, and I recall that. All right, we got to go quick. Here we go. It's the NFL Pick'em. Everything's on Sunday and Monday. We got nothing on Thursday, so everyone's on the board. And I understand Kevin, or Kyle, depending on what you want to call him. Kevin is going first. He's in for Coop, who's on timeout till next week.
Okay, my quarterback is going to be Kyler Murray.
Wow, that's a terrible pick. Eddie, go ahead, Eddie.
My quarterback is going to be Aaron Rodgers.
Wow. That's another bad pick.
Yeah.
That's a dreadful pick. Uh-huh. I'm going to take DeAndre Hopkins is who I'm going to take as my first pick. That's a great pick. Go ahead there, Roberto.
Oh, then
ahead.
I'll take Patrick Mahomes, baby.
You can have him. I'll take, let me see, give me Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews, yes. Don't be jealous. Eddie, go ahead, Eddie.
I'll take Dalvin Cook.
All right, you can have Dalvin Cook.
He's not playing, Eddie.
Yeah, he's,
yeah, he's injured. Good, good knowledge. Right, Kevin, go ahead, Kevin. Right, go ahead, Kevin.
Still a better pick than yours.
Devontae Adams.
That's a terrible pick. Kevin again, Kevin. Back to back, Kevin.
Let's go with OBJ.
OBJ. All right, isn't he out also? Eddie, nope. Go ahead, Eddie.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce. All right, give me Derrick Henry. I'm going to take Derrick Henry. Go ahead, Roberto, the back-to-back.
Give me Greg Kittle, baby. Give me Greg Kittle.
I love Greg Kittle.
Greg Kittle. Okay, interesting. That's an interesting pick.
Give me Mike Evans.
All right, I'm going to take Lamar Jackson.
George
Kittle, Lamar Jackson.
No, you get Greg Kittle.
No, George.
Go ahead, Eddie. Chop, chop.
Stephon Diggs.
All right, Stephon Diggs and Kevin, the back-to-back.
Okay, I get a running back and a tight end here. Let's
hurry
go.
Hurry up. We just chop, chop. Hurry up.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
All right.
And
What team's he play
let's
for?
Let's go with Gronk. Why not?
You're honoring Coop by screwing up. Go ahead, Eddie.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. All right, give me Adam Thielen. Roberto.
Give me Aaron Jones.
Keeping up with the Joneses. And there it is and with time
Allen
to
Robinson.
Spare.
And Allen Robinson.
What?
And Allen Robinson.
You don't get – no, that's not – you're done. That's it.